Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side.
Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found Nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $200 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Let's bring in Chris Mason. Start our weekly chats with him every Wednesday at 1 o'clock. He's just an all-around cool guy, and he's on the line with us. C-Mace, what's up?
I see what you did there.
I'm doing great. I appreciate that. I did see what you did there. And you're the wordsmith and the way that it ties together. But my alter ego is very cool.
Uh-huh.
And I am.
Does your alter ego come out? Like, when does he come out a lot? Is it during the day, at night? Does it matter?
When I need him. You know, if I'm ever disheveled, I have a misunderstanding or anxious or nervous, like, cool guy is just it's always there for me, you know?
It's a good thing to have in your back pocket, isn't it?
It is, yeah, or in my head.
Wouldn't you love to have cool guy's hair, wouldn't you?
Oh my gosh, don't even get me started on that. Yeah.
We were talking about the top goalies in the league. The Athletic tiered all of them and did 1 through 31. Okay, basically every starter in the league. And I know some teams have a hard time identifying a starter, but nonetheless they did that. And they only had 3 goalies in tier 1. And it was Vasilevsky, Bobrovsky, and who was the other one?
Carey Price.
What do you make of that when you hear that?
Well, if I'm looking at those situations, I would say, you know, obviously I don't necessarily agree. There could be an expanded few goalies in that tier. I'm looking more at what's behind those guys. So, you know, I guess Tampa's got Vasilevsky's a clear cut, and they're trying to figure out what they're going to do with their second guy. Montreal, same kind of thing. And then who was the other one in there?
Bobrovsky.
And again, so this is another guy that's, I'd say, a similar thing. You know, he's definitely the guy that's going to carry the lion's share in Florida now, and you don't know what's going to be behind him. So I think a lot of that might have to do with, what tandem you're part of. I think you could make, an argument for other guys, but, it's like in fantasy sports, it's the same kind of thing as you tier guys based on what kind of production, how many games they're going to play, how many wins they're going to get, and then, you throw, obviously, statistics in there as well. So, I think that's fair. I think, Holtby could be a guy, but he's got, someone behind him maybe a little bit pushing it in Copley. I don't know. There's definitely a couple other guys that you could maybe throw in there, but for the most part, there's not a lot of clear-cut number one guys, and obviously you go to, Pekka is a guy that's, definitely should be in that conversation. But look what's behind him, right? And there's a lot of talk of Pekka's workload getting cut a little bit more this year, although he did have an all-star year again last year. He won the Vezina the year before. So it's tough. There's just a lot of intangibles. I think John Gibson is a guy that could be in that tier as well for Anaheim, although, maybe the wins might be tough to get to. But performance-wise, he's a guy that could be there. Ben Bishop. There's guys that are off the list. I'm sure those guys are probably in the second tier. I haven't seen the list, but
they are.
So a lot of it to me is like the big picture and the tandem. When there's nothing behind the guy, and they're that's the answer for the team. I think you put those guys maybe up a little bit. That's my thinking on it.
The one thing that, and by the way, the Blues, there'll be no Justin Falk here tonight because he doesn't play for the Hurricanes anymore. He plays for the Blues. So I think the one intriguing one, because when you think about this division, I guess the intriguing part of Hellebuck would be which Hellebuck are you getting, last year or the year prior? There's no intrigue. Pekka has been a steady force for a long time. Devin Dubnyk, you know what you're getting out of Devin Dubnyk year in and year out. Corey Crawford, when healthy, he's obviously dealt with a lot of stuff that's kept him out of the net. But the really intriguing, and Ben Bishop, I think, has been one of those steady guys. The one that intrigues me is, you know, the defending Stanley Cup champs. What is Jordan Binnington? Can Jordan Binnington, as you know, Chris, you know, easier said than done. Did he do it all year and did they ride him to the Stanley Cup final? Yes. But now the book is out on him. The film is out on him. Everybody can study his game. And now we're going to find out, can he follow up that magical year with another year? How would you answer? What do you think Jordan Binnington will look like this year? The same? Less? Better?
You know what? It's a to be determined, and I think you touched on it. To recreate that, it's not easy to come up and have the success, especially the level of success that he did, and he did do it, over a long period of time, and it seemed happened, you know, with the team, and then Binnington came up. He was playing well in the minors, and he continued to do that at the NHL level, and it was kind of the perfect storm, and it went, you know, right on to winning a Stanley Cup, which is incredible. And, you know, I got to be honest, during the year, I was still, I think like most people, were just skeptical as they went along, kind of having the same questions. Well, can he keep doing it when it comes playoff, the crunch time, and then the season's on the line? And then in playoffs, he was fantastic. But now you're starting all over again. So there's no momentum. There's no coming into a situation. And, you know, I've been in those situations when the expectations aren't really on there. You had Jake Allen, so if Binnington came up and he didn't play well, oh well, you know, they didn't have the weight of the world on him, and he just seemed to carry that through. But now you got to start over, and now you're going to go through the grind as the number one goalie, and he's going to have to, you know, rest on, like, what a start to your career. You get called up, you light the league on fire statistically, you're winning every single game, you really didn't deal with much controversy or anything like that, and then he went in the playoffs and he was outstanding. And to win a Game 7 against the Boston Bruins, I mean, that was a heck of a series, and he was awesome. So it's I'm going to be very curious to see that. I think the Blues obviously have an awesome team. The Central Division's tough as nails again, and that's going to be a big one. I'll be keeping an eye on. I'm sure a lot of people will. But he seems to have the right mindset, and it seems. Again, at first I was kind of, I didn't know what to think of some of his interviews and stuff, but the more I watched him and the more that he backed it up with how he played, I became a believer. But again, he'll have to, it'll be a different challenge to start out this year with that.
Chris Mason is with us, and Chris, we had a chance to talk briefly to Peter Laviolette this morning. Yesterday, the three of us here at Pete and Terry's were over at Centennial. We had a long conversation with Peter Laviolette. One thing that I think it's a big theme. It's pretty easy to figure when you say, okay, P.K. Subban is on a different team. Matt Duchene is now a Predator. But this, I think there's a central question for this team to really cook the way they think they can, and that is, can they have, night in and night out, two top lines, two really good lines where another team that has a checking line, they have to make a tough choice. Are we going to try to stop Johansson's line or Duchene's line? To me, that's really, if they can get that going, a lot of good things will fall into place.
I agree, and I think the way they've got it set right now, and I think, you know, everybody had to be extremely happy with the way that Forsberg and Duchene look together, and, you know, you have Arvidsson and Johansson on that other unit that, you know, obviously they've got a lot of chemistry, and I think the big thing is to find out what the pieces are going to be beside those guys. So if let's say you're going to start with those two on your first and second line, however you want to break that up. I mean, it's pretty a lot of talent there dispersed on two lines. And then who's going to be the other guy? There's a few guys. I know Kyle Turris is going to be playing with Johansson and Arvidsson. See how he does on the wing. There's a lot of talk of Granlund over on the other side to start with Duchene and Forsberg. You know, Craig Smith is a candidate. And there's a lot of other guys, too, that might get an opportunity to try, until they find the right combination of guys. But I agree with you, Will. I think, you know, Peter seemed pretty excited about the thought of that, too, of having two real offensive lines that are threats to score and really create, you know, a challenge for other teams to match up against, because there's a big decision to make in terms of, You know, do you play your checking line against one line, and do you put your top line out against the other top line, or you know, or what have you? But I do think with the depth of the Predators, they've always had depth, and they've always had a lot of, you know, very capable players. But I think adding Duchesne just gives you that consistent scoring threat on the two lines. You're able to break up, you know, the Jofa line, and you have a lot of firepower on both of those lines, on the first and second line, instead of, you know, trying to mix and match and hope that, you know, like last year, the Granlund, Turris, Fiala, Smith line could continue the way they did before, and it just never really materialized. So I think this way is the way it's shaping up to look right now, I think gives the Preds a very good look to their team and makes it a lot more challenging for other teams to match against.
You keep in close touch with the folks up in Winnipeg, I know, because you played for that franchise, and they love talking to you about the Predators. So what do you make of what's happened up there? Because they're such a talented team, but there's been a lot of turnover on their defense corps. And they've got to be concerned right now, especially with the two unsigned star young forwards they have.
Sorry, I just cut out there for a sec. I just missed the first part.
Just your thought about Winnipeg and where they are right now with Bufflin's situation, the losses on D, and the unsigned players.
I think you're in trouble. You're losing, you know, you go from one of arguably, you know, a top five, maybe in top three defensive core, however you want to look at that situation last year, and you have two of your best young players, your top goal scorers, unsigned right now. I think that you talk about the Central Division, and, you know, we're talking about Hellebuck too. He was a product of, you know, the way that a team plays, as any goaltender is. And I think the way that they were playing defensively with their ability to score, you know, made a Jets a real threat, you know, to challenge every year until now. So I think you lose, you know, Bufflin, Myers, Trouba, Sherratt, who's a very underrated defenseman, very solid guy. He's in Montreal now. And, you know, you replace him with, you know, Anthony Boteto and some of the other players that are going to be filling in. That's got to be a scary situation. And I know that, you know, you probably won't hear a lot of that from the people speaking about Winnipeg, Paul Maurice, and all those types of people. The guys are there, are going to have to get it done. But that's going to be a completely different looking team. As you lose that much leadership, that much firepower, it's going to be I think it's going to be a struggle.
And then of course the next question is when and if, or you know, when will they get Bufflin if they get back, and then when will the other guys sign? How much time will they get them done right before the season starts, or will they have to play some games without those guys signed? So with that in mind, Mace, here's my next question. Take the Predators out of the mix, look at the rest of the Central. There's certainly plenty of candidates. Who would be the best team that you would take right now, roster wise, in the Central? Who do you think is the best team in the Central? Take the Predators out of the mix.
Well, I'll have to say with those guys, I'd look at these teams equally. I give St. Louis the benefit of the doubt because they won the Stanley Cup and then they just added Justin Falk, who's a heck of a player. I'd have to put them up there as the favorite, and Dallas right behind them, because I think Dallas, with the development of their young players last year and the additions of Corey Perry and more importantly Joel Pavelski, I think that's a team that's going to be a tough team. And the way that they played defensively with their goaltending, I think those two teams to me are the cream of the crop. Colorado maybe right there. I don't think they're quite there yet. But I think it's going to be a three-way dogfight between the Preds and those two teams.
One thing that we haven't had a chance to talk to you about on the show, you went through, as a player, some pretty significant lockout labor situations. What was your reaction when you saw that there's going to be labor peace for at least 3 years because the two sides like the way the talks are going, and fingers crossed, maybe they can extend it past that. But minimum right now, labor peace through 2022.
I mean, as a player, I never really got involved in the politics as a player, and maybe I guess I should have more. But there, you know, we had good representation at the NHLPA. You just want to play the game, and I know there's a lot of important issues that have to be sorted out with you know, pension and different things and the business side of things and making sure that, you know, everyone's getting a fair deal. But for me, especially, you know, as a fan and as a broadcaster now and even as a player, ultimately everybody just wants the games to be played. And I'm just really thankful that, you know, these guys, it seems to be from every, you know, every work stoppage, it seems to be building a better relationship between the owners and the players. And I think ultimately that's what everybody was hoping to see, and I'm really glad that that's the case because, you know, the last thing any sport needs, I know some of the issues are, it's necessary and that's the way it has to be done in order for, you know, both teams in terms of strength of, you know, where you're negotiating from. But, man, that's the best news I think anybody could have got was to see that. Don't have to worry about that for a few years.
Chris, good stuff as always. Looking forward to our weekly visits again this year on the show. Appreciate it as always. Enjoy the game tonight, and we'll talk soon.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right, that is Chris Mason, all-around cool guy and Willie's partner in the booth. On the television side of things, Predators and Hurricanes tonight. Final home game in the preseason here tonight. Same two teams back in Raleigh on Friday. We'll come back. Adam Vingens put out a piece on The Athletic asking guys in the room a question about their teammates. I'll tell you what I'm talking about and what their answers were on the other side. ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.